the world to come. The Restored Church of God presents David C. Pack.
I'm here in the far north of the modern state of Israel at Caesarea Philippi, the site at which Jesus said he would build his church. Yet his statement about this has been confused and garbled by religious leaders throughout the centuries. Let's understand the truth of this incredible site and why Jesus announced 2,000 years ago that he would build his church. Everything about this church is Christ's, including its government. How Christ governs his church has everything to do with what it is built upon. Matthew 16:13 says Jesus was at Caesarea Philippi. His choice of site to describe his church is significant. Let's learn why. Matthew 16:18 states, "I say unto you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Verse 13 introduces Jesus' meaning. Follow carefully. He asked the disciples, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus went on, "You are Peter." That's Petros, which means a piece of rock or pebble. And upon this rock, Petra, meaning a mass of or great rock, I will build my church. John 1:40-42 is helpful in explaining Peter's name. Let's read. When Jesus beheld him, Peter, he said, "You are Simon the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas," that's an Aramaic word, which is by interpretation a stone. This is Petros again, the same word used for Peter in Matthew 16:18. Many people and the great universal church assumed Jesus meant he would build his church on Peter, a mere pebble next to Christ. But this is not what it says. Jesus Christ, not Peter, is the giant rock upon which the church is built. Peter, a piece of stone, is not a massive rock, but Christ is. Caesarea Philippi is in the far north of Israel, about 25 miles northeast of the Sea of Galilee. I'm now standing at the very location where Jesus spoke. This is what you can see and what the disciples would have seen 2,000 years ago. Immediately above where one of the three main branches of the Jordan River to my right springs directly out of the base of a cliff is this massive rock outcropping that dominates the topography. It is right there. You can see that its presence literally towers over the landscape. None who were present could possibly believe Jesus was talking about building on Peter, whom he compared to a little rock. The enormous size of this immense cliff directly above Jesus and above me reinforced the message that he was building the church on a giant rock himself. Let's understand. Jesus was the God, the rock of the Old Testament. 1 Corinthians 10:4 is just one proof, and it is impossible to misunderstand. Let's read it. They, ancient Israel, did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock, Petra, that followed them. And that rock, Petra, was Christ. Deuteronomy 32:15-18, as well as Psalm 18:2, are just some examples of how the Old Testament God is commonly referred to as a rock. Yet, theologians and religionists routinely place Christ in conflict with, in opposition to, the God of the Old Testament. Ridiculous. Jesus was the God of the Old Testament, the Rock of Israel. Let's summarize. Jesus was telling Peter that he, Jesus, would soon build the New Testament church on himself, that he would be its head as well as remain with it always, Matthew 28:20, meaning he would never leave nor forsake it, Hebrews 13:5, which is why the gates of hell could never destroy it. With all of this continuing, just as he had been the rock of and had led the Old Testament church in the wilderness of ancient Israel, Acts 7:38. Matthew 7:24 instructs individual Christians to build their personal houses on a rock. Again, the word is Petra. No one would suggest a house could be built on a small stone or pebble. This alone eliminates the church being built on Peter. But let's go further. Jesus also said, I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Keys is symbolic language describing giving his leaders the knowledge of how to enter God's kingdom, the way of life a Christian must follow to achieve salvation. In Luke 11:52, Christ reproves lawyers for hiding or suppressing this key of knowledge, and thus preventing themselves and others from entering God's kingdom. Grasp this. By no definition was Jesus appointing Peter and his so-called successors to be his earthly replacement or vicar, meaning in place of. Peter was simply not the first pope given keys to authorizing him to change God's laws and teachings at will, binding men's rules and traditions in their place, supposedly making these decisions on Christ's behalf. Jesus Christ and no one else heads his church. Let's see this. And God has put all things under his, Jesus' feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body. And also this, Christ is the head of the body, the church. Let's even better understand Jesus as the rock his church is built upon. Since Christians are to build on this rock, we must learn what this means. Let's turn the subject around and read what Peter said about Christ. It's contained in the scripture, in Isaiah, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believes on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock, Petra, of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient. Peter was quoting who and what the prophet Isaiah long before knew and foretold would come. Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. These verses further demonstrate that Jesus Christ is the rock, the God of both the Old and New Testaments. Now notice what the Apostle Paul recorded. And the saints are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Jesus is the head or chief stone of the church and its true as well as only foundation. The Apostle Paul continues, For other foundation, get this now, any other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. So Peter and any man after him fails the test. Realize that the Apostle Peter's role was simply that of being the leading apostle in the decades following Jesus' crucifixion and the initial construction of the New Testament church. Now you understand the truth of what Jesus was saying when he spoke to his disciples at Caesarea Philippi. To learn more, read this book, Where is the True Church and Its Incredible History? You will be glad you did. Until next time, from Caesarea Philippi in the far north of Israel, this is David C. Pack saying goodbye, friends.
This program was made available by Restored Church of God members and donors from around the globe. Explore our vast library of literature and other World to Come programs, which are all made available free of charge. To learn more or to find a local congregation, contact us to receive a personal response from a minister.